Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy, KP Bet, folks, is back. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on, we've actually more than 9 years she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. She's my social media expert. She's the author, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's our good friend. KP, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So Facebook is making changes. Now, who would have thought that? I mean, after all these years, I can't believe this. Facebook is making changes. Say it ain't so.
They're always making changes, Jim.
I know.
So
sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's just so much fun.
I know. So what they're doing is couple different things. Obviously, Messenger is their lead tool now. They really want people to utilize Messenger heavily. And so they're adding a business tool to it to make it easier for businesses to be able to have conversations with their customers in Messenger. And they've added a lead generation, or they're rolling out a lead generation in Messenger so that businesses can have automated question experiences with their customers, so that if their ad, it says click to Messenger, it'll create this Messenger objective that there's a stream of questions that opens a conversation. And
this just gets creepier and creepier, doesn't it?
Yeah, pre-filled, free form, that type of thing.
I'm just trying I know I should take this on its face and see it as a good opportunity for small business owners to get closer to customers. But all I see, and I'm sorry, you know me, I'm the heretic. All I see is capturing more information, not just of us, not just of our customers, but of the relationship between us and our customers. And then we go get more and more embedded with them, more and more dependent upon them. Then they change the rules again, tick off all of our customers, and we're standing there holding a big empty bag. I'm sorry. Yeah. I wish I'll stop. I'll get off.
And I totally agree. I mean, Messenger's rather invasive already. Because they're really going to move, you know, they're moving ads into Messenger. So you're going to, it's a different experience, obviously. It's no longer really just a private message chat channel.
That's what they all do. I mean, they can't help it, KP. Yeah. They can't stop. They can't just, and this is where, what you and I have been saying now for 9 years, this isn't about them helping you. This is about them having access to you. It's never going to be whatever they're doing that seems cool and handy to you. It is, you are still the product. Remember that you are the product.
Yeah.
And why in the world, why would I mean, look at all of the, look at how much companies guard their trade secrets. They guard their relationships with customers. You have your employees sign NDAs to say, you know, you won't talk about these things. Yeah. And yet you're putting all this information, these relationship with your customers out on social media. Even if everybody else can't see it, Facebook can see it.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I'll get off my soapbox. Go ahead, finish it.
That's okay. Well, the other big change, they're in the process of considering hiding the total like counts on posts, just like they've done a test on Instagram, and that they're trying to make it not so competitive about the likes. And Instagram said that we want it to be a place where people spend more of their energy connecting with people that they love and the things that they care about.
So the classic
the public like
the classic legendary like feature of Facebook is going away.
Well, it's going to just shift. It's going to be like a rounded figure instead of probably. You know, it's hard to say.
It's going to be less valuable.
Less visible, valuable, because it's become very competitive, and it's a.
This is really distressing for me, Kathy, because you know I spend all my day just liking things. I wander around the internet liking, oh, I like this, oh, I like that, oh, I love these things. You know me, I can't like things anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hold on, Kathy.
I got to take a quick break. I like you, but we got to take a break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.